Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Man, Tyler, and Nick.
Yes! Here's Tristan Wirfs. He can play guard.
It doesn't matter to me too much. I just want to play. And you know, if playing guard, you know, is where they need me, I'll play that.
Cecil Lammy at the combine, talking to the big guys today and the running backs too. But Cecil, what was your takeaway from talking to the offensive linemen?
Yeah, I'm talking to the offensive linemen and to figure out who the Broncos have these, you know, exclusive interviews with, the private interviews, because they had the, you know, kind of off to the side interviews the day before, but today was the day for real relevant. We want to talk to these guys. Tristan Wirfs on that list, and he's a guy that you can play inside at guard or put him outside a tackle. A lot of people think he'll be better inside a guard, but you can at least give him a shot at tackle. Certainly big and powerful. Jedrick Wills from Alabama. There, of course, now is two players from the Crimson Tide that the Broncos have interest in, of course, with Henry Ruggs sitting there as well. And then it's about who they didn't talk to, or at least that we didn't find out that they had official interviews with. And the two guys spring to mind. One, Mekhi Becton from Louisville, who I find myself falling more and more in love with as I continue to watch him. And then my guy, Andrew Thomas, who is my favorite tackle in this draft class. And he is not yet on the known list of official interviews at the combine, but some very interesting, perhaps second round targets, including Austin Jackson, the kid that Tyler's been talking about for a while from USC. So it's really cool to note, you know, who they're showing initial interest in, and then to see if that pans out as the pre-draft process continues.
Cease, I might not be caught up to speed on these specific numbers, but by my last count, they had interviewed 6 wide receivers, 5 offensive linemen, and 1 running back. Now, that might have changed by now, but what do you make of that ratio? What does that mean?
Well, it says offensive line wide receiver, right? Here's the great debate. We were having a little bit of a debate on it on Twitter earlier today. Like, okay, at 15, are you going O-line or are you going wide receiver? Now, news and information kind of buzz that I picked up on here in Indy is that teams behind Denver, knowing full well that they want a Henry Ruggs, if he's even there, because Jacksonville wants him at 9, so we'll see if Ruggs even makes it to 15. But whether it's CeeDee Lamb or Jerry Jeudy, one of the big three. You've got the Eagles, you've got the Bills, and you've got the Saints behind the Broncos. And the people that I talk to say that those teams would be ready to make a move potentially to jump ahead of the Denver Broncos for a Ruggs again if he were to get that far. So it's just something to note. You may be planning on Ruggs. He's your guy. And then someone beats you to the punch because there's, you know, 6 to 8, as Vic Fangio said, wide receivers that you really want to split hairs with. But there's really 3. There's the big three. Now, you can throw in Jalen Reagor, but he's not at 15. Brandon Ayuk, he's not at 15. But if you trade back, if you're the Denver Broncos, that's where Reagor and Ayuk become more of a possibility. The one that's really interesting, and I think, Nick, you had him on your list, right, on the big board of possibilities, and J.K. Dobbins.
Yes, sir.
So that one is super, super interesting because, again, a lot of wear and tear on those tires. People always get that reference wrong when they're like, there's a lot of tread, that's bad. No, a lot of tread is good. When you have a little bit of tread, that's bad. But obviously, incredibly productive with the Buckeyes and a player that could come in and immediately be better than Royce Freeman. And immediately, honestly, push Philip Lindsay for the starting job.
Well, yeah, sister, you're right. I definitely have Dobbins on my board because I thought he was a dynamic back with Travis Etienne, you know, returning to Clemson. I thought that Dobbins would be an option for the Denver Broncos. But knowing as though the Broncos have, you know, needs at wide receiver and offensive line, why do you think they decided to have an official visit with Dobbins?
Yeah, and again, it comes down to that vision that he has. Now, 209 pounds, people think of him as a banger, but he just runs with such authority, you know, not as a big guy, not 230 pounds like Royce Freeman, but he's very authoritative with the way that he runs over 1,200 yards after contact. One of the guys last year, everyone on the station remembers, I was ringing the bell for Devin Singletary, like he had over 1,000 yards after contact. Like, that's impressive. And, of course, when you get to Dobbins and that 1,200 yards after contact, that's even more impressive in this PowerGAT system. And I was talking to Chad Ryder, your guy, last night, D-Mac. I had him on my show, on my Combine Roundtable, and we had a good time talking about your reaction, everybody's reaction to his mock drafts. But I had Chad Ryder on, and I said, correct me if I'm wrong, Royce Freeman ran in a wide zone system in Oregon. He's like, no, he did. So they're going away from wide zone. They were in wide zone, and Royce Freeman didn't look good. Dobbins in a power gap system that Pat Shermer's bringing to the table. This means Freeman's, boom, out the door as a backup option to Lindsey. And again, Lindsey, you might get pushed for the starting job if Dobbins was a pick. You know, maybe they trade back at the end of the first round, get him early in the second round, something like that. The five picks in the first three round, they will not be picked as such. The Broncos are going to do some moving here. I don't know if that's up or down right now, but it's super exciting to consider.
All right. It's not my strategy, but if there is an offensive lineman in the second or third round, tell us about Robert Hunt and Shane Lemieux. What do you know about these two guys?
Yeah, and with Hunt, you look at power. 323 pounds, right, from Louisiana Lafayette down in Stokes territory.
That's right,
and
that's right.
You see a guy that uses bulk, that uses power. You're always looking for knee bending or waist bending. Tyler can explain that a little bit better. He gets a little bit too far over his knees. He's a bit too much of a knee bender at times, so we'll have to see him work on his footwork. But with Mike Munchak, you know, so that's kind of the I don't know, the saving grace, if you will, for some of these guys is like, okay, you've got Mike Munchak now. You're good to go because guys can learn better. And then I'm going to mispronounce his name, but Lemieux, Lemieux is, again, relies on athleticism. When you're that big, you play at Oregon, you're going to play in that system, you've got to have athleticism at 310 pounds. So he's a little bit more athletic than Hunt.
So here's the question, and we'll talk more about it in a little bit. But ultimately, and I'll ask you quickly, Cecil, then Tyler and Nick, I'd want your response. Are you better off getting an offensive lineman in the first round like, well, they didn't talk to, let me just say Wills, I guess, okay? Let's say Wills. So you get Wills, and then in the second round, you get Rager. And by the way, he told everybody that's how you say his last name, Rager, okay? Or you get Henry Ruggs III and Robert Hunt. What makes you a better team?
No, it's the former. It's the one. You get Wills. Again, I'd put Andrew Thomas in there, but they didn't talk to him. But, I mean, you get Wills, you get Wirfs, you get one of those guys in the first round, and then you get your Brandon Ayuk, Jalen Rager, Denzel Mims, something like that in the second round.
All right, and I'm going to ask Tyler and Nick that same question when we come back. Thank you, Cecil.
Thanks, dude.
Be good, fellas.
Cecil Lammy, presented by Golden Oak Lending.
Football at 4 is next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.